just some things to download from heaven, just for us to keep our faith. Amen. Because let's look at John 16:33. Tonight we're going to talk about the peace of God, what God is doing for us. Amen. And you listen to the world, and everybody is so, even Christians are so taken back by what's going on in the news, all the junk that's trash that's going on right now and everything else too. And I live in a kingdom. Amen? So none of this stuff really, I mean, even though I'm here, I'm an alien. Not from Mars. All the kids are like, alien? Ooh. Ooh. I thought I noticed a green tint past your skin. No. We are ambassadors from another world, amen. We are here. We're born again. This is not our permanent home. Heaven is our permanent home. John 16:33, and it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." This is Jesus talking, right? Yeah. We don't have peace watching TV. We don't have peace in the world. We have peace in Him. That's where we have peace. So when we're connected in Him, when we're connected with the source, peace comes. Because in Galatians, the fifth chapter, it talks about the works of the flesh, and it also talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit are just basically the byproducts of the Holy Spirit. They are His characteristics. They are love. They are peace. They are joy. They are long-suffering, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, right? And it says and there are no laws against us. Meaning, there's no restriction about you being kind to someone, right? There's no restrictions on that. Those are the byproducts of God. When God shows up, those things manifest. That's why I always say, you know that you're when you're around someone or you are around people that they're, you know, if they talk about, how can I say, spiritual things, and you start feeling depressed, then you know that's not of God, right? I've been around people like that before, and they are operating in demonic spirits. But He says, in the world you shall have tribulation, right? So He doesn't say it's going to be a bed of roses here, but what He does say is, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The world and its system is already overcome. Christ has already overcome the world. We're just walking it out, right? Now, it doesn't mean there's not going to be bumps along the way, but we already have the victory. It's done. It's signed, sealed, delivered. It's done. Amen. That's right. Amen. Right? So we're living in a world now where people live in our society that feed off comfort. They feed off complacency, right? People get upset when their comfort is disrupted. Well, we're going to see some of that disruption, right? And we're obviously seeing right now the darkness. This is a spiritual war that's going on, so we're going to continue to pray for it. Amen. But we're seeing darkness is trying to bring down America in the last hope of righteousness, right? And we see that secular folks want to take credit for the greatness of America, and the greatness of America is a result of godly men and women that stepped up. We see that, you know, right before the Revolutionary War, the Great Awakening happened, right? Between 1740 and 1760. There was a revival here. And even Ben Franklin says in his statements that you could not walk down the streets without hearing people singing and praising God. It was everywhere. There was a revival. And that led into not wanting to be a part of England and tyranny anymore. And King George. So this nation was birthed out of this. You know how people that will... I always get a question, you know, people that are always trying to downplay God, or they're always trying to downplay Him that He didn't have anything to do with it. Guess what? We have breath in our lungs today because of Him, right? And so I dare not be too arrogant about things. So, you know, we want to keep ourselves humble. Couple things here really quick. We're not going to go super long tonight, but let's get some things into you. Number one, angels are working on your behalf. There are spiritual entities that are working on your behalf. And I'm going to kind of go through these not real quick, but Psalms 91:11, it says, "For He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Those people who have a covenant with God, whether you're born again, the Old Testament, it was covenant. We still have a covenant. The Apostle Paul talks about a circumcision of the heart, right? It's not physical necessarily anymore, but it's a circumcision. Circumcision represented a covenant. And so that covenant is of the heart. When we have a covenant with God, that means he is bound to provide for us. All of the Hebrew names of God, whether it's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, all of the Hebrew names of God, those were in covenant with the Hebrews, meaning God was in covenant to provide their needs. God was in covenant to heal them. God was in covenant to protect them. But it was conditional. It was conditional on obedience. See, that's where we kind of get off where, I always say read the book of Judges. Book of Judges is nothing but the Hebrews getting off track, getting into sin, and then 60 years later they get back, and then they sin again, and they come back, and then their enemies come in and start invading them. You know, it's all conditional on walking out the covenant. And too many people, they want to say a prayer and they're done, but the Bible's clearly very explicit on this, that we've got to walk in truth, not just understand it, or I was at church once and this happened. It's a continual walk. It's a continual process, right? Adrian and I just didn't get married, and on that day, August 16th of 1996, I didn't say, all right, baby, all right, well, it was great. See you later, right? We're in covenant, right? So what does that mean? It's like, well, I'm there to protect her. I'm there to provide for her. I'm there to be there for her. There's so many things that, right? So like I say, what's mine is hers, and what's hers is hers, right? So, I mean, it's all, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. That's right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. You would all throw up in your mouth if you saw me wearing her clothes. So it's pretty gross. Pretty gross. Yeah. I'm struggling in my clothes right now. Trying to get rid of the quarantine thing, you know? It's like, jeez. But I'm working on it, right? Yeah. Now, this is a sidetrack. When I started working from home from quarantine, all of my other co-workers, you know, we'd be on the phone together or meetings, they're like, dude, I just can't stop eating. And it's like, you know, it was like the first 3 weeks, it was like everything, there was always food in my hands and my mouth, and I'm like, wait a minute, stop. Now I've controlled myself a little bit, but you know, the first few weeks, it was like, and we're turning around, like, dear Lord, there's like a snack or granola bar in my hand every time I turn around. It's like, this has got to stop. But anyway, so I digress. But anyway, so I'm working on it, but Luke 4:10 says, for it is written, he will what? Command his angels concerning you. Who's you? Those who are in covenant with God. It doesn't say the world. This Bible is written to the Hebrews in the Old Testament, which again, Galatians says that through Jesus, we have the benefits of Abraham, right? Galatians, the third chapter, it says, all of the blessings that were on Abraham and more came through Jesus onto us. So people, well, that's Old Testament, you know, and that, well, we're not slaughtering animals anymore, right? Because Jesus took that. We don't have to have the scapegoat and everything else too, and the sacrificial lamb, and we don't have to, you know, every year make an atonement for the sins of the nation. That stuff's gone because of Jesus, right? But all of the blessings in the Old Testament are still ours today, and we still walk in them. And I think too many times we as Christians, and especially often, I will just say it, outside of this camp, and they're not focused on the supernatural. There are angels at work, and we've got to recognize those. The Bible is clear about it. And, you know, I remember listening to a guy one time talking about just about supernatural things, this denomination was going to kick him out because he said he'd seen angels and stuff like that. And one of the guys came in and said, you know, as I read the Bible, it should be just the opposite. Why aren't we seeing these things happening, right? Yeah. Because it's all over the Bible. And we have a better covenant than they did. And again, you've got to think about things too. The people that were writing the Word of God, it was being revealed to them as they were writing it, as they were doing these things. So we can look back and have a hindsight 2020, you know, experience and say, oh, we see it now. But they were just discovering these things back then. So it says here, for it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you carefully. Psalms 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. So again, it's those who fear and honor God and walk in his covenant, he is going to have his angels there for us. Hebrews 1:14 says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? I was, years ago, this person I was praying for years ago, and I was, saw in the spirit realm, I was praying one night, and I saw this person was like, what was it? It was, they were in this compromising position, and it looked like they were, almost looked like they were at a party or something. And as I was praying, I saw that he was there with somebody else, a friend of his I saw in the spirit realm, and that this guy was going to come up and punch him. And as I was praying angels to go forth. Well, 2 weeks later, I called this person up, and I said, hey, what was going on a couple weeks ago? Hey, you know, just, he's like, well, you never believe it. I was at this party, and a friend of mine, and this guy came up to me, and got mad and thought we did something, walked up to punch me, stopped like he saw something, and then hit my friend and ran off. I said, yeah, I saw it. That's why I asked you, what were you doing 2 weeks ago? Right? Amen? An angel was there to protect him. An angel, I believe an angel was there. I've seen angels before, and they're real. Right? So, you know, we can pray for our president. There's angels around him and his family. We can pray for angels around our family. We can pray for angels around people. Angels are real, and they are here to, you know what, I think there's too many unemployed angels we've got in this world right now, right? They're sitting there twiddling their thumbs. Which way do I go? Which way do I go? You know, like a Looney Tunes commercial, right? Or a cartoon, but it's going to be, we got to employ these angels. So we need to, so we're sitting here specifically for Hebrews 1:14. Angels are ministering spirits sent to serve us who will inherit salvation. So it's all of us that are going to inherit salvation. We have angels that are here. They're on the job for us. Exodus 23:20, back in the days of Moses. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. I believe, again, this is my opinion, you can take it for what it's worth. I believe we get on the other side when we're there, and we're going to have these angels going around, like angels are going to be like, man, dude, you don't even know how many times I pulled you, I saved your keister. Right? That's right. I got a gold medal right here. I got like a, get the Medal of Honor because, yeah, I put in a lot of overtime, so for you. But that's, it's going to be kind of cool, right, to see on the other side what to have conversations with those. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. It's good to have a little word tonight, amen? Just kind of build yourselves up and, you know, kind of shake the junk of the world off. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. There's a lot of fear right now, isn't there? There's a lot of uncertainty, but of power and of love and of what? A sound mind. You do not have a sound mind outside of God. I'll just tell you that right now. If you're not in the Word, if you're not, you can be deceived. You can be open to deception, right? I mean, you know, you should just listen to people. They're not grounded in the Word. Like, nothing the media says moves me at all, right? I mean, it's like, whatever. And they can say tomorrow, oh, we're going to have a nuclear attack. Well, praise the Lord. I hope that bomb lands right on my house so I can just get out of here, right? Amen? It'll just, boop, I'm just a vapor. It's like, sip. No, nothing bothers. It just doesn't matter. Why? Because I know the truth's in this word. And they can say whatever they want to, but I know for certain there's certain things. Jesus is coming back, right? Jesus is Lord. There's no debate about that. We will have tribulation, and there will be Armageddon, and there will be the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and I know all people are going to die. All those things are going to happen, but I'm saved. Amen? Even though the revelation, you know, discloses some really bad stuff coming ahead, guess what? I know my word tells me that I'm saved and I'm protected. Amen? Amen. So, you know, and they can have all these doomsday things. It just doesn't matter, you know, what they say. But what I'm saying is right here, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. I don't have the spirit of fear. Fear is just simply negative faith. It is demonic faith. It is a trust in something other than God is what fear is. But of power and of love and a sound mind. Let's look at Isaiah 5. Ooh, going to get some Old Testament scriptures in here. Oh, yeah, all right. Looky, looky. Isaiah 5:20. You all did a great job singing, by the way. Help drown me out. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Singing and playing guitar. You know, it's funny because I used to be in bands, and I played lead guitar in these bands years ago, and it was like, you know, we we did rock songs, which a lot of these songs, the singers weren't really super talented. Okay, let's just admit that. All right, and then they would have me do backup vocals, and after I'm like, hey, Brent, why don't you just stand back and play lead guitar? Okay, why don't you just stand right there? Okay, you know. So yeah, I remember there was an AC/DC song we did, and I was like going to, and that was the extent of my vocal stuff. And it was like, okay, you're done. Go back to your corner. Stomp on your foot pedals. That's it. Okay, you know, that was my whole, and that was about it. You know. So anyway, but those lines ain't have gone. So yeah, as far as singing and playing, yeah. But anyway, thank God I can walk and chew gum. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Isaiah 5:20 says this. It says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We're seeing that right now, right? Yeah. We are seeing evil being called good, and good people are evil. Woe unto them, verse 21, that them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Isn't it amazing how these people, they're not interested in the word, and they're just so absorbed in their little fake, phony, you know, pseudo intellectualism. You know, it's laughable. Verse 22: woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. And then at verse 23, which justify the wicked for reward, right? So they're justifying with the wickedness with reward. And take away the righteousness of the righteous from them, or from him. Verse 24, therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumes the shaft, so the root shall also be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust. Interesting, huh? So their blossom or their day in the sun will go up in dust because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them and has smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Now, Isaiah is prophesying and talking about what's going to come to a rebellious nation, the Hebrews that are rebellious. So, you know, evil is never unpunished. Whether, you know, some people think that they're going to get away with things, but their day is coming. But what we need to do, moving forward, is continue to pray for, we need to pray for evil people, right? Because an eternity in the lake of fire is way too long for anybody, right? I mean, I don't wish anyone to be in the lake of fire. Let's just read some scriptures here as we close a few. John 3:17, I love this. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus did not come here to condemn. We are not to condemn people. There we go. But that the world through him might be saved. There are absolute liars out there. They're caught. They're deceiving. They're deceivers. There's all kinds of junk going on right now. Psalms 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. So we're continuing to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And then also, too, we see that we see there in 1 Timothy, the third chapter, where we're to pray for, we've been talking about this about every week now, about praying for those in authority, kings, those in authority, that we may be live peaceable lives, that all may come unto the knowledge of God, right? That all would come unto the knowledge of God. Now, this is where we're at right now, too, and I'll just stop here on this last verse. I get 12 closings, so that's okay, right? This is number 5, so we'll... 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, this is the Apostle Paul talking about in the latter times. This is where we're at right now. We see this every day on TV, on the news, everything that's going on. I don't watch any of the news anymore. I mean, it's laughable. And now the Spirit speaks expressly, the Holy Spirit saying here, that in the latter times, guys, we're in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, here we go, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. We're seeing too many Christians that are leaving the faith. They are being seduced by all of these spirits and the doctrines of devils, right? What is a doctrine of devil? Well, do you really need to be saved? Well, there's more than one way to be saved. Well, do you really need to speak in tongues? Well, you know, we hear it all the time from the people around us, you know, that are in denominations in this area. You know, well, it's just God's will. Everything's God's will, you know, right? I'll tell you what God's will is, for you to read the Bible. That's God's will, all right? How about we discover what God's will is? And you know what? God's will is hiding right here. It's just right here. I mean, and he wants you to know his will, you know? Adrienne was some lady there, she knew, and she was talking about, she was having these health problems, and I don't know, she had something happen to her, and then her heart, and then you asked her to pray for it. Well, it's just God's will. And what was her response to that? It was just...
It was, I wanted to pray for her, because she has kids at the school. Oh, no, don't pray for me. If it's God's will I die, then my kids will be taken care of.
Yeah, so, you know, God's around... whacking moms with 4 boys, you know, everything too. That he gets a kick out of that stuff, you know, killing people, right? Whatever. But you know, it's just people are they're into this religious mindset that God does not love me. He'll save my soul and he'll save my spirit. He'll be born again, but he can't do anything else beyond that, right? I mean, and let's just be honest. I mean, once you get beyond In Protestant groups, you know, you being born again. I mean, that's about where we agree. And then everybody else is just like, ooh, you know, how dare you speak in tongues? How dare you believe in healing? How dare you believe in this? And how dare you believe in that? Well, Jesus did it. So if he did it, and if it's good enough for him, then it's probably good enough for me. And if he told me in Luke and then also in the first part of Acts, that I needed the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in tongues. He told me in the Gospels and in the book of Acts, that's what I needed. Yeah. The Apostle Paul, which wrote most of the New Testament, said, I pray more in tongues than all of you put together. There's just too much evidence there that, you know, and then also in Acts chapter 2, it says they were all filled, not just a certain group. Every person in the upper room we're filled with the Holy Spirit, that every single person spoke in tongues. So we know that it is not in a relation to a specific gift on somebody's life. It's just a gift God gives everybody, like salvation. So again, you know, these things that they're just... let me just say this. Overseas, when you're in Africa and places, more people are praying in tongues that aren't. Here in America, more people are not praying in tongues that are. So overseas is normal. Right, I mean, we just pray in tongues, right? They get it. They don't question. This is awesome. This is amazing. You know, when I was there, we were having Presbyterians, Baptists, Lutherans, Methodists. I mean, we had every denomination you can think of praying in tongues, and they loved it, right? Because they saw it in the Word, and there was not a denominator. There wasn't all this other junk. It was just, we see it in the Word. It's amazing. Jesus told us to do it. We're just going to do it. Bam, this is awesome. And so, you know, we're in these end times where, you know, this scripture is being fulfilled right now. Now in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, so I will say this, a lot of people will look at their circumstances and say this doesn't work, right? This doesn't work. Rather than, no, I'm going to believe the Word of God, not my circumstances. Because my circumstances can change. Well, I just don't feel that way. Well, go eat a chili dog. You'll feel different, right? In a couple hours, right? Go eat, right? Go ahead and pack yourself full of beans or ice cream or whatever. You'll feel different, right? Drink some coffee, triple shot espresso, and then, you know, you'll feel different. But we don't base that on feelings. We base it on faith, knowing that God is working behind the scenes. Yeah. Amen. And we are in a spiritual war right now. America is. The world is. We are coming to an end. I don't know when. I hope it's tonight. But God is just going to wrap this thing up sometime, right? Oh, Jesus, please, so I don't have to buy supper tonight. That would be great, you know. Wouldn't that be awesome, you know? Get to Perkins or wherever. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to heaven right now. That would be awesome. Anyway. Praise God. But tonight, God's working on our behalf. I didn't have time really go into, you know, a lot of depth tonight. But the first point is angels are working on our behalf if we believe that and we're praying for those things. Amen? That there are angels working on our behalf. Well, I don't need angels. Well, really, Jesus did after he got out of the wilderness. Angels came and ministered to him and his needs, right? We see different times that angels came and ministered to Jesus. We need, you know, I'll just say this. If Jesus needs it, I need it 1,000 times more than he did. All right? It's like, Jesus, please, everything you had, just give me like 10,000 and we'll call it even. All right? But but if it's good enough for Jesus, it's probably good enough for me. That's where people get kind of weirded out. Well, I don't believe in that healing stuff. Well, really, because Jesus did it. And if he does it, then I want to be like him. So it's good enough for him. It's probably good enough for me. So, you know, just be encouraged tonight. You know, this is not the end. We are victorious. Amen. We've got great things ahead. God has got amazing things for this church. You know, I just had a download from heaven last night. Just things are just, I can say it in tongues, but I can't say it in English. You know, it's just one of those things where you see things and you're like, whoa. God is going to do some amazing things because this is end time and he's got a big harvest and we got to get a cracking. Amen. We're going to get on the stick and get some things. God has got some plans for us. So amen. Just be encouraged tonight that all the gloom and doom out there, forget it. Stand in the devil's face and just proclaim and worship God. Amen. The devil hates it when you worship God and when you laugh at him. I know that too. When you laugh at the devil and you worship him, worship God, not the devil. Worship God and you laugh at the devil. That irritates him a lot. And when you get in the Word, you know, and you just ignore him. And it's just, I just spend time praising and worshiping God. And everything comes into line. Amen. And I just walk it out. Praise God. There's joy in this journey. Amen. And you go to some church. I've been in churches years ago and everything's just terrible, awful. And all the songs are about over there, you know. In heaven, everything could be great. Everything's just a living, you know, awful, terrible right here. And then we're just going to scratch through everything and just claw and barely get along the street. And all our kids are going to wear rags and, you know, whatever. You know, that's not what this is all about. We're going to walk it out. We're going to walk every day with joy. Amen. We're going to have joy in the journey because we are joint heirs with Jesus. God, we thank you so much for this time. Lord, we worship you and thank you. Father, my prayer is just that your peace of God right now that passes all understanding would be, and your angels would be just manifest upon every person, that, Lord, your angels around every person here and their families and their kids. Lord God, that you are protecting people from sickness and disease. We also thank you from destruction of any kind. Anything, we thank you that angels are moving forth. We also just speak blessings and peace on everyone here also. That again, the peace of God that passes all understanding will be manifest on every person here, Lord Jesus. That there is just something. And also the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, Lord, tonight. We speak the joy in every person tonight. That's where the strength of God comes from, is the joy. That joy that just comes from our bellies and just comes up from the inside of us. That peace we'll just walk in, Lord, moving forward, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just glorify you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will see you next week. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready to go.